And the Pretty Things, 1966. Welcome to Psycho 60s number one. I'm your DJ, Rick. We're here to play, appreciate, and sometimes dissect the music of the 60s. The funky, the cool, rough, rude, lewd, psycho, and delic. The garage sound, the mod beats, the one-hit wonders, the superstars, the should-have-beens, the could-have-beens, and the would-have-beens. The rebels, the experimenters, and the certifiably insane. And not just from Britain and America, but from around the world. Because Psycho 60s was its own global warming. This song we just heard, LSD from the Pretty Things, you'd think, well, yeah, okay, that's how you start off a show and series about 60s music with a song about drugs. But LSD is not about that particular drug. It's about money. The stylized L of pounds, S for shillings, and D for denarii, the ancient Roman coinage. In Latin, it's libra, or libri, solidi, and denarii. And those terms appear in many medieval documents. There's a video of this song on YouTube, and it's worth taking a look at. It's grainy, it's black and white, faded, but the lead singer of Pretty Things, Phil May, is a star. Take a look at it and watch him in action. Their drummer, Viv Prince, was one of those certified madmen. He was a fantastic talent. He was also a huge influence on Keith Moon of The Who. Okay, I've got to get this next song out of my system. I think this is one of the greats, one of the great classic songs, but these guys really got in a lot of trouble with this song. The question is, did they say the F word, or did they say the T word, as in truckers? That's a big controversy, and they got away with, did they get away with it? I don't know. You let me know. Great classic song. Of course, I'm talking about the Standells, Dirty Water.
Story. I'm gonna tell you about my town.
Dirty Water by the Standells, 1966. There's another interpretation of the song also. Did they say the F word? Did they say truckers? The other interpretation is, did they say the word muggers? Which is possible. Okay, maybe. The Standells were from California. This great song, of course, is about Boston. As the song is fading out, you can hear the line, "Have you heard about the Strangler?" Which is a reference to the Boston Strangler. Yep. Our next song is a bright and poppy love song by the Paradox. They were from Florida. Really not a whole lot's known about the Paradox. They did this 145, and of course it had a backing song. And I think that's all they did. So it's interesting that this 45 is one of the rarest of all 45s. Collectors are hunting it down, but only 5 copies are known to be in existence. So I think that's kind of interesting. These guys, you know, excellent song, and then they just kind of disappeared. And that's not an uncommon story in the 60s, and of course in the music business it's not uncommon. But anyway, a great song, The Paradox. There's a flower shop. Next song is from 1965. Now, let me ask you, do you know how to keep time?
Oh, Satan-y!
Okay, well, do you like the sound of a tambourine?
Oh, Satan-y!
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You're going to need to keep your sense of humor when you listen to the next song, and you try to keep time to the tambourine beat. The Starfires, I Never Loved Her.
You know that girl with a
Starfires were from Los Angeles, and I really like that song, but the tambourine situation, the demonic tambourine, not so much. I am bothered by that. I'm discomforted by that. That's the right word, discomforted. Huh. This is also a highly collectible 45, much sought after. One of the really cool things about getting into 60s music is you suddenly find a band that you think, how did I live without knowing about this band? I mean, this, you know, wow. And this band, The Eyes, E-Y-E-S, The Eyes, that's one of the bands that does it for me. This is an example of the 60s mod sound. They're a British band, of course, inspired by The Who. Don't know a whole lot about them. I'm going to find out more about them because I'll be doing more of their songs in future shows. I do know they wore, for their shows, they wore rugby shirts with eyes sewn on them. Fabric eyes, not real ones. They had a big hit with a song called When the Night Falls. And a musician named Jimmy Page tried to persuade the Eyes' lead singer, Terry Nolder, to join his band, the New Yardbirds, which later became Led Zeppelin. But Terry Nolder turned him down. Here are the Eyes doing Shaking All Over.
You move right up close to me. I get shakes all over me. Quivers down my backbone. Shakes all over me. Quivers down my backbone. Well, down to my knee bone. Well, further to my thigh bone. Shaking all over. Shakes all over me.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You'll excuse the fact that I'm out of breath, but about 10 or 15 minutes ago, a tragic thing, from all indications at this point, has happened in the city of Dallas. Let me quote to you this, and you'll excuse me if I am out of breath. A bulletin. This is from the United Press from Dallas. President Kennedy and Governor John Colony have been cut down by assassin's bullets in downtown Dallas.
Warmth of the Sun, the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson singing lead vocals. Brian Wilson and Mike Love wrote this song on the night of President Kennedy's assassination, November 22, 1963. A footnote to this is Wilson's father covered this song on his own and only album, The Many Moods of Murray Wilson, released in 1967. Now, turning from the sublime to the ridiculous, and that's not fair. that's not fair, because an honest effort was put into this song, this next song. Honest effort. One of the biggest TV shows of the 60s was the Beverly Hillbillies. Somebody thought it would be a great idea to take the Hillbillies cast into the recording studio and do a record. And it was done. Here's the Beverly Hillbillies cast doing Beverly Hills.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Now you wake up in the morning feeling like a grouch. They take you to a doctor, you lay down on his couch. You thrill him with stories till his face is red. He charges you $40, he should pay you instead.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
They got eating places with highfalutin' class. They cook a piece of duck, then stick it under glass. You get so darn mad, you want to kill the cook. You're there to eat the victuals, not just sit there and look.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
They'll go out in a pasture where the grass is slick. They lay down a ball and hit it with a stick. It don't make no sense, bless my soul. They spend all day trying to lose it in a hole.
If you get a little hog skin down your sink, you could get a plumber, that's what you think. You look in the yellow phone book for the numbers. There's a million psychiatrists, but only two plumbers.
Living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but it wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Beauty parlors, the ladies have a plan. They want to look as pretty, as girly as they can. They go and buy a sweater and tight pants, and they walk out looking just like a man.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Say, Granny, how about cracking that jug and making a toast to Mr. Drydale?
I will do, Jed, will do.
Mr. Drydale, it's you I want to thank for keeping my $40 million in your bank. Your bank has got it safe and sound. Weren't for you, we'd have buried it in the ground.
That's where they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Discomfited is the word. From Hillbillies to Hollies. The Hollies are still together. The song is...
What's wrong with the way I live, the way I use my time? People should live their lives, leaving me to mine, leaving me to mine. I'm a man who is defending all his rights to live in peace, and my job is never ending for me. Ever since I was a young man, people tried to get at me, tried to bring me down and hurt me, and I'm losing, losing. What's wrong with the way I live, the way I use my time? People should live their lives, leaving me to mine, leaving me to mine. The future will be changing for me. I'm a man who is defending all his rights to live in peace.
I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered.
Classic Don't Bring Me Down, done by the equally classic band The Animals from 1966. Vocalist Eric Burdon. This song was composed actually by Jerry Goffin and Carole King. The awesome Eric Burdon has led a tempestuous life. He left music, he disbanded The Animals, and went into movies for a while. In the late 70s, his house in California was burned down by an ex-wife. Much of his personal musical history was lost in that fire. In 2008, Rolling Stone magazine ranked Eric Burdon as number 57 on the list of 100 greatest singers of all time. And I say, long live Eric Burdon. Here's a band and a vocalist you probably don't know, the Dovers from Santa Barbara, California, though I think they sound very British. Obviously, they were heavily influenced by the British invasion. They did three singles in addition to the song I'm going to play, and nothing happened, so they broke up. Again, that's a common story in the music business in the 60s. The lead singer was Ted Granada, or Grenada, and I think he just sounds excellent. So, from 1965... The Dovers, She's Gone.
Ah, She beats me back, but I still need her. She makes me sad, but I still love her. But now she's gone and I'm alone. She has my ring and my sweater. She gave them back with just a letter.
This next band is one of those bands that, those awesome bands that once you discover them, you know, you may have never heard of them before, but once you discover them, you know, you got to hear everything they recorded. This band is called The Uglies, from the British West Midlands. They're a great example of what they call UK psychedelic pop. This song has a very timely message. It's called The Quiet Explosion from 1966. Lead vocalist Steve Gibbons, who's still working. The Uglies, The Quiet Explosion.
If things go right and there's no more trouble, there's no more fights, then our problems double. When less minds decay, there's even less corrosion, then be prepared for a quiet explosion. In other lands, where starvation is rife, beggars' hands are outstretched all their life. But beggars can't be choosers, so their destiny is chosen. Each helpless voice is a quiet explosion. War has been surpassed, peace descends at last, but the harvest's fast, growing small. A quiet explosion, bombs about to fall. Fighting cold little wars, but we must unite and all fight with one cause. If men's hearts grow much colder, then their ears will soon be frozen to the dangers of the quiet explosion. War has been surpassed, peace descends at last, but the harvest's fast, growing small. A quiet explosion, bombs about to fall. If things go right and there's no more trouble, there's no more fights, then our problems double.
less mines decay, and there's even less corrosion, then be prepared for the quiet explosion.
We're coming to the end of our first show. I hope this is something that you've enjoyed. I hope you would like to hear some more. I've got hundreds and hundreds of records and files and all sorts of strange stuff, and we'll get stranger and stranger and into some really interesting stuff. But the number one thing will be it's some really fantastic, great music. You know, please keep this music alive. If you burn this to a CD, play it in your car, play it for your friends. But please keep this music alive. It's so fantastic. We started off with a song that was not really about drugs, but this song we're going to end up with is really about drugs. It's an anthem, so to speak, Mick Jagger's anthem. It's from the Let It Bleed album, 1969. The Rolling Stones doing Monkey Man. Again, thank you so much for being here and for listening. This is DJ Rick. Hang tight. Till next time, peace out.